singing praises with all our hearts. We reach into you, my Lord, as one body true, my Lord. We fight for you as your love upon the earth. We draw you now to birth. Within all your sons we come to glorify you. And we'll bow you, Lord. There is nothing important. We long for your touch, Lord. We are open. Bring forth your Son again. Many-membered body, we bow before you.
Thank you. may be seated.
Bless you, Rick. For him. It's a place where there is a shift from our own minds leading our lives to the Holy Spirit taking control and leading and guiding us. In this place, as we wait for the Lord, it's not a place of calm to our flesh, because as we wait in this place, all the fears and insecurities of our humanity come to the surface. But the Lord would speak that even though the fears are rising to the surface, it is the most secure place that anyone can dwell. For we are truly dwelling in his arms, and no one and nothing can touch us in that place. Waiting for him is where everything comes up that would interfere with the ministry of Christ through us. It comes up to be revealed by the light, and we are released from those fears and insecurities in this place. Many would be tempted, as Saul was when Samuel delayed. Saul offered the sacrifices. And so fear would affect many people to say, God is late, let us do our own sacrifices. That religious nature would be stirred up because of fear. But the Lord would have his people not give in to that, because God is never late. And as God was displeased with Saul for doing this, God would release his people from the bondage of trying to generate something within their own humanity to take the place of the moving of God by his Spirit. We are to wait for him. For as God moves by his Spirit, the results are eternal, and they're totally fruitful and effective. We do not have to carry the burden of trying to change things. The Lord would say that burden is false and it's too heavy for anyone to carry. As we wait before him, we realize it's not by might nor by power, but everything that's done that's of value is done by the Spirit of the Lord. And it's an hour as we wait that there's the unveiling and the revealing of the true nature and the power and authority of the Christ through his people. As it is a time of unveiling, it also means it's a time of the unfolding of this revelation. It means it's a time of unwrapping. As with Lazarus when he came out of the grave, for the Christ to be revealed means the grave clothes of our humanity are unwrapped, those trappings of death. What we think about ourselves, our history, our experiences, all the things that would try to hide and to block us from seeing what God has spoken about us, these illusions, these grave clothes are taken off as the Christ comes forth. How are we unwrapped? We unwrap one another. It's by the love that God has put in our heart and practicing his love one to another. As this love flows, the grave clothes come off. And we truly see one another after the Spirit, and we see the glory of Christ in one another. 1 John chapter 3 says, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. For such we are. For this reason the world does not know us, because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, but it has not yet appeared as what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. Everyone that has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure." And in this place, this upper room, this place of being in his arms as we wait for him, we become aware of this great love that's been not only bestowed upon us, this great love that is within us. And we're able to have that hope that is steadfast, fixed on him. We're not swayed by the world around us. We're not swayed by the world in our own mind, the religious world that goes on. But with that hope, we stand firm to see the Christ revealed and unwrapped and unfold in one another. And all that we are as human beings fades, because we see who we truly are in the destiny of Christ. We see clearly what has been written of us. And we realize in those moments as we stand in his presence that it's not for us to worry about offering this sacrifice or that sacrifice. So much of religious activity is generated on fear. But in this place, we know that we are accepted and loved by him. We hear the voice that the Son heard when he was baptized. This is my Son, my beloved Son, hear ye him. We hear the voice of approval and know that we do not have to try to appease God or please God with our works. But as we stand in his presence, we are accepted. And from that place, the power of the Christ shines forth. This is what the nations and people are waiting for in this hour. Religion cannot bring the answer. It's those that are willing to let the Christ be revealed. There's a hunger, a thirsting, there's a cry from all of creation for the true spirit of Christ to be revealed in the earth. And Lord, we are mindful of this hour and this destiny that we're a part of. Help us, Father. We want to find that place of abiding in you. Each one of us has it. And to not be moved from that upper room of waiting on you and waiting for you.